The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation are for the patients of the Kaiser Permanente Centers for Reproductive Health. Medication should be used as prescribed by your IVF physician. We're here today with Shalini Gunawardena from the Kaiser Permanente Center for Reproductive Health in Fremont. Shalini, go ahead.
Thanks, Deborah. To help facilitate the process, you may find it beneficial to print out the following PowerPoint presentation. Hello and welcome to everyone. The following podcast and PowerPoint presentation outlines the steps needed to reconstitute and administer the injection for HCG, also known as human chorionic gonadotropin. This podcast was developed by the Kaiser Permanente Centers for Reproductive Health for those patients undergoing an IVF or in vitro fertilization cycle. Please take a moment now to confirm that HCG 10,000 units has been prescribed for you, and that you have opened the correct podcast and PowerPoint presentation. If this is not the correct podcast and presentation, or you have been prescribed a dose other than 10,000 units, please exit this presentation and identify the correct dosing option that your physician has prescribed for you. If this is the correct dose, then let's begin. Please go to slide 2 of the PowerPoint presentation titled HCG 10,000 Unit Injection. The HCG, or human chorionic gonadotropin 10,000 unit injection, has been prescribed for you by your physician because you are now ready for your egg retrieval procedure. This medication is used to help mature the eggs you have developed during your IVF stimulation. Please note that this injection is of great importance to the outcome of your cycle and must be taken specifically as directed. Your IVF case manager has provided you with a specific time to take this HCG injection. The timing of your HCG injection has been determined based on the timing of your egg retrieval, which will occur approximately 35 to 37 hours following your HCG injection. So it is very important that you take your HCG at the designated time. After you have completed the HCG injection, if you experience any problems or have any questions regarding the injection, please contact your IVF case manager at your corresponding IVF center first thing in the morning. Please go to slide 3 of the PowerPoint presentation titled General Injection Instructions, Getting Ready. Step 1. Gather all medication, syringes, and any additional supplies you may need. Choose a flat surface, such as a kitchen or bathroom counter. Clean the flat surface with alcohol and let air dry. In the meantime, wash your hands with antibacterial soap. Set your supplies on a flat surface. Distractions can occur during the process, so finding a quiet area in the house to perform the injection can eliminate the possibility of an error. Please turn to slide 4, titled Materials Needed. Materials needed for HCG mixing and administration. 1 10,000 international unit human chorionic gonadotropin or HCG box, which contains 2 vials. 1 vial of HCG powder, which is the medication, and 1 diluent vial, which contains sterile water. You will also need 1 3 milliliter syringe with 22 gauge 1.5 inch needle attached. You will need 1 30 gauge half inch needle if you're taking your injection subcutaneously. The packaging on this needle is light brown or tan in color. If you've been instructed to take your injection intramuscularly, you will need 1 22 gauge 1.5 inch needle. This packaging is black. Please pause the podcast now to determine if you have been asked to take your injection subcutaneously or intramuscularly. This should have been discussed with you at the time you received your preoperative instructions from your IVF case manager. Please move to slide 5, titled Mixing 10,000 Units of HCG. You are now ready to begin the reconstitution process of your HCG powder with your diluent. Open the 3 milliliter 22 gauge 1.5 inch needle and syringe. Although the needle is already attached to the syringe, take a moment now to tighten the needle in place to ensure a proper seal. Take off the needle cap. Take care not to injure yourself while doing so. Introduce the needle into the vial of diluent through the rubber stopper at a 90 degree angle and turn the entire vial upside down. Ensure the needle is always under the water level with the vial of diluent still upside down. pull the plunger of the syringe down in order to fill the syringe to the 1 milliliter level. Once the syringe is filled to the 1 milliliter level, withdraw the needle from the vial. With the needle aimed towards the ceiling, tap the syringe to release any remaining air bubbles. Depress the plunger to expel the air pocket in the syringe. If additional fluid is needed to reach the 1 milliliter, reintroduce the needle into the vial of diluent and repeat the process. Once you have 1 milliliter of diluent in the syringe, throw away the diluent vial to prevent any confusion later in the process. Introduce the needle into the vial of HCG powder and inject the diluent slowly into the vial of HCG powder. With the needle still in the HCG vial, gently rotate the vial until the HCG powder has dissolved into a clear liquid. This may take up to 1 minute. It does not dissolve as quickly as other medications you may have used in the cycle. It is important that you do not shake the vial, as it will produce bubbles, making it harder to ensure you withdraw all the medication. Once the HCG powder is dissolved into a clear liquid, turn the HCG vial upside down and withdraw the entire 1 milliliter of dissolved medication. Please remember to keep the needle below the level of fluid. Once the entire 1 milliliter of dissolved medication is withdrawn from the vial, take out the needle. With the needle pointed towards the ceiling, pull down the plunger to create an air pocket at the top of the syringe. Then twist off the 1.5-inch needle that you used for mixing the medication. If you have been instructed to perform a subcutaneous injection, now replace the mixing needle with a 30-gauge, 1/2-inch injecting needle. Recap the needle prior to the injection and proceed to the podcast for administration of a subcutaneous injection. If you have been instructed to perform an intramuscular injection, replace the mixing needle with a 22-gauge, 1.5-inch needle. Recap and proceed to the podcast for administration of an intramuscular injection.
Now for a few frequently asked questions. Does the needle have to go all the way into the injection site?
Yes. It's important to make sure that the needle is inserted all the way to the hub to ensure the most effective delivery of the medication and to decrease on irritation at the injection site.
What if I miss taking my HCG dose at my assigned time?
The HCG injection is the most critical injection in your entire IVF process, and taking the medication at the designated time ensures that everything will turn out correctly for your retrieval. The timing of the HCG is actually 35 to 37 hours prior to the egg retrieval, so any variation in time can actually have a detrimental outcome on the effects of the retrieval. Up to 2 hours following the designated time, it's okay to go ahead and administer the medication. However, if it is beyond 2 hours, then hold off on the medication administration and call your case manager the following morning to get further instructions.
And am I required to purchase all my IVF medications at the start of my cycle, or can I purchase half now and half later, you know, depending on how long my cycle goes?
We can purchase half the medication. However, it will be a responsibility to make sure you know how much medication you have at all times. So if additional medication is required, you can have that ordered in well in enough time to make sure you receive it at home, since we use mail order system.
And does my HCG medication need to be refrigerated?
HCG is one of a few medications that you'll receive that does not need to be refrigerated. And if you have questions regards to the efficacy, or you're worried that you may have inadvertently refrigerated it and will it have a negative outcome, the best thing is to contact your pharmacist through the pharmacy you purchased your medication, and they're usually an excellent resource.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.